And she definitely has a look today. You still got your coat on, Monica.
Yeah, it's a little frigid out there today.
Yeah, how cold is it?
Real cold. Oh, gosh, gee.
Yeah, you just blew in here, didn't you?
I just blew in.
Yeah, well,
dressed in layers.
A lot of layers, it looks like, so.
Oh, yes.
Welcome to Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan. Monica's in the studio today, brought a bunch of apparel with her, and she's sipping coffee, and you're a hard-working lady.
Hard-working lady today. So I decided this morning that we're going to have to dress in layers today because of the weather.
Below zero or three above, I heard last.
And today is one of those days where I decided that, you know, I got Fashionista Friday, so we're going to go through that. We're going to have a bunch of fun in Madison. And then when I go back to my store, I have to reorganize my store. It's just, I got more stuff in for my vacation room. I finished inventory a while back, so that's can't be my excuse anymore. I can't use it as an excuse anymore to have all these piles all over. So I've been reorganizing because people are starting to go on trips now again.
Yep, that's right.
And so they need some things. So I'm reorganizing, and I'm really, really going to like, I have a plan. I have a wall and a half done, so that's a positive note. So I'm really, really excited because right now we want to embrace in Winterfest Ready in Dawson. And tomorrow, you know, we usually have Taste Dawson. Well, I'm going to have dark chocolate sea salt caramels.
Ooh.
Because, you know, that was just an easier thing to give out during this pandemic.
Right.
But we think we're on the end tail of it, hopefully.
Yep. Got to get vaccinated.
So I have a goal because I know that tomorrow, you know, might have bring more traffic, and today, this afternoon, might bring more traffic, because usually when I'm done with Fashionista Fridays, there's a few people out there that like to come and talk to me about the show or whatever, and I just love it, because then I know, oh my gosh, people are really listening.
Yeah, it's one of our most popular programs, Fashionista Friday.
Oh, you know, I'm so blessed to have the radio station just let me come in and take over for 15 minutes. It just flies by. But for today, we have to embrace winter.
Yep.
Yes, the groundhog seen his shadow. We get it. We Minnesotans know that 2 weeks into March, we're not going to have summer or spring yet. Come on. So let's embrace it. And guess what we're going to embrace with? Cozy sweaters.
I just, just picked up that sweater. Wow.
This was a day that I was not going to bring a spring item in.
Okay.
I have a room full of spring, and it's one of my favorite seasons. But right now, my favorite season is winter, and I'm going to embrace it.
All right. What do you got? What are you holding there?
Well, aren't you wondering what Monica's wearing?
Yeah, okay. Let's do that first.
But we could say what Monica's holding, because, you know, you are the host, not me.
Okay. Well, let's start out with what Monica's wearing, and then we'll talk about what Monica's holding.
So the reason I'm wearing this color today is because, you won't believe it, drum roll, but for spring, the big color is navy. All about navy.
Spring color is navy this year.
All about navy.
Oh, wow.
So, Monica has navy pull-on pants with her black little booty. And normally I would wear navy or black together, but guess why? Because there's black and red buffalo plaid in my shirt, black stripes around the chest part, and navy on top. So, how do I look, Paul Ramo?
My hair
is a mess. Are you going to take a picture of me?
Oh, you look gorgeous.
And put it on Facebake so they see the navy.
Facebake?
Yeah, I always say that because they always have food on there.
Okay, let's...
Should I put my shades on?
There we go. We got the picture done.
Enough of that. So right now, we have to dress in layers. These tops, I told you about that before. I kind of overdid it because, you know, when you say add one to cart, I probably did three packs of six. So, but they've been wonderful. And what I like about them is you can layer these tops. Now, this top on the top, and Paul's going to put it online, is navy on the top, and stripe, black and cream stripe, and black and red on the bottom. and that is in the sleeve too. These are cute, I think. They're comfortable. And then I had to get these little vests to coordinate. So I have these polar fleece vests that some people don't wear vests. But when you get one vest, I guaranteed you'll be invested in a vest. You like that?
I like that. That was a good play on words.
Oh, that was a real good thing.
Little play on words there.
Yeah,
that was good.
Yeah. And so, to be honest with you, and then I have my pleather earrings. Did you see those, Paul Rameau, with red and blue?
Oh, yeah. Those are pleather.
Yeah, okay. You're not ready for the weather unless you have pleather.
That's right. You know, you said something a little while back. It caught my attention. What you're wearing. You said navy blue and black. You got them together. But that's okay.
I suppose it is okay, basic. You know, and you know the problem with Monica is she's from the matchy match world. You know, I'm 60 now, Paul.
Okay.
And I feel like
it's, guess that.
I feel like it's just an age. But there's times it creeps up on me, but I try not to let it.
Okay.
But that's why today is the day I'm going to be real fired up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad for a cold winter morning. Look, I kind of have hat head, but guess what? That's another thing I want to tell all my fashionistas out there. Oh, Monica, you look so cute in a hat. I can't wear a hat. Yes, you can. People can wear hats like this. It's to keep you warm, and it's a fashion statement. And all you have to do when you take off your hat is poof up your hair again, and it's all good.
Good, yep.
We have to stay warm.
Yep.
But onward, I have another cute sweater. This one left, extra large, gray, with pearls. Isn't that adorable?
It's got pearls embedded in it.
Yeah, it is so cute.
It is.
And it's soft. It is. Feel that.
Yeah, I picked it up earlier. I couldn't believe how soft it was.
Okay, so there's nothing better than a well-made sweater that's cute, comfy, and just feels good to the skin. Mm-hmm. Next, we've got, I went all wild on this. This is all about tan, black, and cream. It looks like an Angora sweater. But I don't think it is.
Is it like an animal print?
And it's an animal print. Oh, you got to take a picture of this.
Okay.
Oh, you do.
An animal print.
And this one.
That's a different color animal print, though.
Yeah, it is. And isn't it adorable?
It is.
I love it because it's cute, cozy, and comfortable.
Cute, cozy, and comfortable.
You know, if it doesn't have the three C's, it's not going to come into Monica's.
Okay. Cute, comfy, and
cozy.
Cute, cozy, and comfortable. I'll get that right.
And so I don't know if you were following, but on New Year's Eve day, I got it coordinated with the care center and the assisted living, and I got to give them all cardigans and sweaters.
Yeah.
It was so wonderful. Now, here's one of my famous star sweaters. And why is this awesome? You got to take a picture of this. Because it's double thickness.
You're in a picture mood today.
Yeah, it's double thickness. Well, I got in trouble last time. These ladies said, I want to see those pictures on Facebook.
Okay.
And for some reason, they like to see them on me. But as we can see, I can't quick change tops. It just wouldn't be right. You know, it would mess up my hair. But like this, we can monoticonize it, Paul. And everybody asked what that is. And so I want to take time.
What does that mean, Monica? What does that mean?
That means we turn the sweater inside out.
Well, look at that.
And we're wearing this Friday night. And then Saturday, we can wear the all black.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Are you
going to
take a picture of that?
That's a reversible sweater then.
Because I came up with it.
You did it.
Yeah, the company did.
Okay.
And you know what? The company should have. Because guess what? It is... If you know anything about sewing, the way this is stitched, it's so cute. And the tag is very lightly in there, so you do nick. Although it's in style to even leave a tag on, but women would want to take it off.
Yeah, you did Monicanize that.
Isn't that adorable?
It's beautiful.
I just love that sweater. Maybe if I'm good, I get one. And then the ladies that don't want to wear hats, they should wear these headbands.
Ooh, okay.
You know, because then it just... Here, I'll put it on. So then it just go like this.
Nice headband.
And how cute is that?
Yeah, it is.
and then you just put it on.
I think we need a mirror in here.
We do. So my husband always teases me about that. You like mirrors. Well, I just like to see how I look. It doesn't mean like I'm, you know, I just like to see how I look. So then these little headbands are great for women that think, oh, because there's a lot of women that have a lot of hair and they can keep them warm. Throw on this headband, it protects their ears and their hair could still be pretty and flowy and all that good stuff. So we got to just keep up moving on because I got so much stuff here.
Go ahead. What do you got?
So there's my Navy Star sweater because I had to show it.
Big stars on that one.
That is super cute. And it's really cute if we would pair it up with this.
Better keep close to the mic there, Monica.
Sorry. Okay. If we pair this up with what?
What is that?
Yeah, that is a fawn-colored polar fleece jacket. One of the hot colors for spring. Because why?
A polar fleece jacket?
Yep. Why is it a poplar fawn color? Because guess what? It's a neutral.
Oh, yeah.
Can you take a picture of this?
Goes with anything.
So, you know, their thing, beige and cream goes with everything. But when you're out here, Norwegians, Scandinavians, they may have lighter skin. This fawn color is awesome on people.
That is a cool looking, now you call it a jacket.
Yeah, it's polar fleece. It's wonderful. And it's got pockets and it got a light sweatshirt lining. But I Monicanized it by putting this really cute navy sweater, star sweater underneath. I have a blouse that was really cute that goes with it. It's fawn and gray. Yeah. And that would be cute. You could wear with jeans or black pants or gray. It's just fun to put things together. And like, yeah, I say Monicanize, but that is what I really love to do, is put clothes together.
Now, is that coat long or short there?
But
I didn't see
it. The good thing about this length is for those fashionistas out there that aren't tall. A lot of ladies that come in are petite.
Okay.
And that's a great length for a lady that isn't really tall.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We got a few minutes.
Oh, and then I got more of these V-neck long sleeve tops. Everyone knows my favorite is V-neck long sleeve. This is butterscotch color, and it has the animal print pocket. And I have this in mustard, dark mustard, and black. And I'll tell you, this is the cat's meow on.
Yep, yep.
And it's even more becoming on black because black always makes you look thinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll put the black one. Oh, you've lost some weight, Monica. Yeah, maybe I have. Maybe a few ounces, but this is just so cute. And then, of course, we've got, I have to be able to talk about these.
Yep.
So you know I got sweaters covered, you guys. But you don't know about the long sleeve crew neck sweatshirt.
Okay, what color is that?
Jade.
Kind like of a bluish green.
This is women's favorite colors.
It is.
Around here. Yeah, because a lot of women are blondish or light brown hair. You got to take a picture of this.
That was
And it's got pockets,
jade,
you guys.
A jade color, huh?
And guess what? It's a tunic. Covers the butt. And it's got pockets. Now, for the business women that like to look kind of dressed up, you throw a scarf on here and jewelry or Monicanize it with a little vest over it. It's dressy.
Okay.
Or you want to wear it at home for the Super Bowl party?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it just comfy and it's cute and cozy?
Cozy.
And I have it also in, this color is called Topaz, the November Stone color. And this is really a huge color right now.
Okay.
If you don't have it in your wardrobe, you should have it.
Topaz.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Topaz. Nice color.
And you know what? I like it to either sound like a stone or food.
Okay.
You know, I could have said pumpkin because I like food, right?
Yeah. Well, we're running out of time here.
Oh, no. We can't.
What's going on in Dawson? What's going on at Monica's? And when you open and where you're located, Monica?
Okay. We got to hurry up.
Yep.
Well, you definitely know I got the clothes and sweaters and blankets and, I got some really cute Lake Girl blankets in red and black for Valentine's Day. I am open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6. Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And I'm on 931 Chestnut Street, kitty corner from our awesome school in Dawson, Minnesota.
You know, it'd be really cool have someone come in and shop for your Super Bowl gathering. But you got
social distance. You are so good. Yes, you are. Yeah, I mean, like, before the Super Bowl, you mean? Or yeah. Like, on Sunday?
Yeah, well, we got Valentine's Day coming up, too, next week.
Oh, that's so... Paul Ramo, you are just so smart.
Go over to Monica's and buy something for your significant
Why
other.
Why not? And, you know, you can make an appointment, message me, or you can come in on Saturday or private message me for Sunday. I always tell people I'm never closed.
Okay. Yeah, but, you always can get a hold of you.
You know, people are always so caring about, they don't want to bother me, but I love helping.
All right. Thanks for coming in today, Monica.
Thank you. And I have gift certificates too, Paul Ramo.
All right. That's Monica Bothan with Fashionista Friday.